Spend the Day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Today is 20th of August and the time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. As part of today's segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a conversation that I recorded a couple of weeks back with Mr. Maninder Singh, the Vice President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the North Indian State of Punjab. And in the conversation, he'll be speaking to us about a two-day disaster management camp which was organized by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the Jammu and Kashmir Police in Jammu and Kashmir State. So without taking much of your time, let's listen to this conversation.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sairam Raghu.
In fact, it's very heartening and wonderful that you are coming for the second time.
Sir.
In fact, when you came for the first time, you spoke to us about the various service activities that's happening in the state of Punjab.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to know that you have not restricted the service activities only to Punjab, but also to other states like Jammu and Kashmir. This year, you have ended up with a two-day workshop for the disaster management training program for the Jammu and Kashmir police.
Yes.
It's very nice to know about it. So today we want to know about how it all happened, about the workshop and how it all began. So let's start from the very beginning, sir.
As we all know that in September, around the 7th or the 8th, there was a massive flood in Srinagar.
September of 2014.
So there was a lot of damage and we had heard about it from people who were there, plus we had read about it from newspapers and magazines, and it was kind of shocking because Srinagar is in a valley. It's like a cup and it's very difficult for the water to flow. The Jhelum River flows through the valley, but if there is excess of water, the water just stays there. There is no outlet.
Yes.
And you know, they have to desilt every year and you know, the rivers are like that, but the government doesn't do anything much. So anyway, when we came to know about this, we were absolutely shell-shocked and we felt that it's our responsibility and that Bhagwan has trained us for this, and our sole motive in life is to be of service wherever, whenever necessary. So we made this request to the All India President, and we had a meeting in Chandigarh where five state presidents met. The responsibility was given to us to go and do a survey. So we reached Srinagar around the 18th or 19th of September. It was a sight that I think I'll never forget for the rest of my life, because the city was more or less, it felt as if it was bombed. There was mud everywhere, there was water still, cars were overturned, houses were broken, everything was shut. It was a terrible sight, and it took us about 48 hours to make the journey of about 400 kilometers.
There was no rescue operation, sir, any other rescue operation?
They were not prepared for anything like that.
Uh-huh.
The police was there, but you know, many of the government officials' houses were also damaged. So at that particular time, they were more worried about their own families than the general.
So they didn't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
The central government did send in some forces to kind of help, but they didn't have boats, they didn't have ropes, they didn't have equipment. They were also not aware that, you know, a thing of this magnitude could happen. And people were stuck. I mean, the army had put in helicopters. But you know, the helicopters were kind of, the wind velocity was so much that they really couldn't rescue too many people because the roofs of the houses used to blow off.
Okay.
You know, the helicopter couldn't station itself there.
Mm.
They were throwing food on top. But the food was dropping in water. And people were stuck on rooftops. So there was no food, water, but that happened in the first 10 to maybe 12 days. Then the water went down. So at that particular moment, we couldn't really help in relief. But then after that, came in the waterborne diseases and the damaged homes, and people started falling sick when we were there. Then we sent a report here, and when we went there, it was very interesting because, you know, I've heard so many lectures about Bhagwan's omnipresence, I've read so many books, yes. But you have to experience it.
Correct.
And experience comes only when you do something like that. Now, we were stuck for, say, 12 hours on the highway, and it was 11:30 at night, and at one particular spot, we were so hungry, we found a vegetarian restaurant open. Which is absolutely impossible in a place like Kashmir.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Yes.
And he said, I was about to shut down.
Okay.
But I don't know why I was waiting for half an hour. So we got food, wherever we wanted water, we got water. And it felt as if Bhagwan was actually there guiding us, telling us where to go. We didn't know the roads, we didn't know the way. But somebody used to come and guide us. And we managed to find a hotel when we went there because all the hotels were closed. And one gentleman told us that I've just opened up my restaurant today morning. Otherwise, you know, there was shortage of food, there was shortage of water, no place to stay. And otherwise, it was awfully expensive. But we found a very reasonable place to stay.
As you said yesterday, like when you went there, it was like a ghost city.
It was a ghost city. It was, I just can't forget that sight. There was mud and slush. And
everything was shut down.
Everything was shut down. Not a single shop opened. I mean, houses were damaged. The market was damaged. And the low-lying area still had water. We've got photographs to show it. I mean, people's homes in water. And people were on the roadside. It was a terrible sight, but, you know, once we were there, then you can't do anything without government support. Because it's a place which is not to say...
Permission is required.
Permission is required. And the place we were staying, he said, I'll take you to the DGP police. So we went to his house, and that was the first time we took a diary with us, with Swami's photograph on top, and gave it to him, and he was very happy. To get that, he said, look, you guys have come from Puttaparthi, and he didn't know that we are, you know, the organization is widespread and everything.
We told him about Swami. He was not aware of Swami.
No. He was not aware, but everybody knows about him.
Yeah, okay.
You know, everybody knows about him. So when he got that, he said that I will do whatever you want me to do, whatever logistic support you want, like warehouse and place to stay, vehicles. So we said, sir, the most important thing we need is a warehouse, kind of a storeroom, because we were planning about 6 or 7 truckloads of relief material, which would have been blankets, mattresses, because the winter was coming in. So we thought the first concern is going to be that people have lost everything. If they lost their homes, they would have lost their belongings, like blankets and bed sheets and quilts and mattresses.
It's very cold there.
Very
right?
Cold, minus 5 degrees. Winter is normal minus 5 degrees and it snows right throughout December, January and February.
September it happened, the flood happened. So it's August, winter is approaching.
It was winter. I mean, it was the beginning of winter.
Yeah, correct.
October, I mean, the weather starts changing a little. But it was still okay. It was like bearable.
Yes.
So that we immediately planned, you know, the first thing was that people should be warm. And as far as their homes were concerned, we couldn't have done any major construction work. But we did think of making some shelters where a community could stay, not for individuals, but some kind of a shelter where families could come and, you know, sort of have something over their heads.
Correct.
That was the biggest thought which came into our mind.
Shelter is one of the basic necessities.
Basic necessity. I mean, food is not a problem because normally the government does supply rice and other food items, but a place to stay, and you've got to keep people warm. So we ordered for about 8,000 or 9,000 blankets. Immediately we had a purchase committee in Pathankot. The base camp was in Pathankot.
This is from Sai Organization.
Sai Organization. Yeah. See, everything, whatever we did was from the Sai Organization.
Correct.
We had to make a purchase committee. We had to make a, you know, somebody to organize the finance, and then we had to make a list of Sevadal who would be going. We didn't want any Sevadal to stay for more than 3 to 4 days because of this epidemic which could have come in and people could have fallen sick. So
Sevadals were coming in a rotation basis.
Yeah, we planned that out immediately. We didn't want more than 10 to 12 people to come at a time.
Okay.
Oh. And maximum 4 days. So we had to make some arrangements for travel. Some came by air.
From the state of Punjab, is it?
Delhi also.
Okay.
Delhi gave a very good contribution. About 10 to 12 Sevadal came for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a fantastic job. So our job at that time was to go and see the areas where nobody had gone. See, normally what happens is a lot of organizations do come at a time like this. And they come with a lot of resources. Like Fortis team was there. Fortis is a huge chain of hospitals in India. So they had some doctors and they had some volunteers also with them. But they chose to stay inside the main city. Because that's where the cameras were, where the attention was, where the media was,
media
and
coverage.
Stuff like that. And Swami had always told us that, I want you not to do highway seva.
Right. Mm.
You should not go in for any kind of publicity.
Yeah.
There is no need for you to tell people that you are doing this, but go to areas where nobody has gone.
Mm.
So we had to search for places. We had to go to Kulgaon, Baramula, North Kashmir, South Kashmir, and we had to search, and with local help, we could reach places where nobody had reached.
Mm. Like how the places were different, sir, from where places had gone, few NGOs had gone.
See, the thing is that the NGOs would prefer going to a place which is easy to reach.
Mm, okay.
You know, where there are some basic facilities, amenities. Safety is a concern, especially in a place like, like Kashmir. Because, you know, you got to carry blankets, you got to carry medicines, you got to take the doctors, and you got to take a pharmacist.
Proper road access.
Yeah. And, of course, where we went, we had a vehicle with us, we had an Innova, so we could even go through a broken river or, you know, a broken bridge somewhere. So there was not too much of water, we took the risk of going there also. Bhagwan's grace, it was almost that he had already decided where we had to go.
Mm, correct.
So there was not much that we had to do. But he was actually holding a hand and taking us there. You know, somebody used to come and say, sir, please go this way.
Mm.
Somebody used to come and say, sir, please go there. So we made that assessment.
It was like Bhagwan guiding you.
Bhagwan guiding us, not only guiding us, he was there with us.
Correct.
And so we earmarked about 18 villages.
18.
And we've given that in our report. And we went to all these villages and then we found out, we assessed the damage which was done. We understood the routes because it's not easy because it was totally new to us. So we made a kind of a road map. And we got assistance from the police. So without that, without their help, we wouldn't have done it. So our first camp began in October then, because we had to go back to Punjab and make all the arrangements and get the trucks and flag them off. After doing aarti and stuff like that, we had prayed to Bhagwan. And one more prayer we had in our mind was that when we start the first medical camp, we should start from a mosque. We should go to a mosque. And we should go to an important mosque. And all of us should get into the mosque, pray to Bhagwan, take his permission, seek his support, and thank him for all that he has done for us, and then start the camp. So anyway, the police were also involved, there were other people, so they asked us to go to a place called Pampur.
Mm.
Now we asked them, sir, where do we do the camp in Pampur? So they said, you can go to a school there. There's a school which is shut, because all the schools were closed. Even if we're going to Pampur, a gentleman in a motorcycle came to us. He was wearing a skull cap and a Pathan suit and said, follow me. So I was a little apprehensive that he might take us somewhere else. But anyway, we followed him. The police also followed us. Midway, the police said, why are you going that way? We said, we don't know, but this man is telling us to go there. So we are going to follow him. Mm. Our instinct was to go with him.
Okay. Mm.
He took us to a mosque called the Jama Masjid.
Mm-hmm.
That is the second biggest mosque in Kashmir.
Okay.
He said, sir, your first medical camp will be in this mosque.
Mm. Medical camp. So he knew about the medical camp already?
Yes. And we don't know, really, we don't know how he came to know about it. But he knew that, you know, there were NGOs moving around.
Okay.
So people used to come to know that, you know, there's a truck going, there's a, these kind of people have come because we were like aliens there. And he came to know that we were not locals. So most of us were there doing this. So it was so beautiful when we entered that area. It was a beautiful mosque. we went inside. The priest, or Maulvi you call him, he was very nice, he offered us a cup of tea. We entered the mosque. We asked him, sir, can we put up a banner? He said, yes, sure, you can.
Satya Sai banner.
Satya Sai organization banner. This Swami's photograph, love all, serve all, help ever, help never. So we put that banner, we put a ribbon, inaugurated the camp, and we recited Om thrice, and went into the mosque, thanked Bhagwan, prayed to him inside. We don't know how to pray. I mean, there are other people doing the namaz, but we just got onto the floor, knelt in front of the altar, and we really thank Swami for this. And after that, the medical camp went off fantastic. There were 300 people.
That locality is mainly Muslim population. Right?
Absolutely 100% Muslim population.
Okay.
South of Srinagar, outskirts. Outskirts again. And the people were very annoyed. They were very annoyed by the police. They didn't want the police to be around. And they told us, why have you got the police with you? We said that we don't know the roads. So they said, these people have not come here before.
Police hasn't come
there.
Okay.
Nobody had gone there before.
Okay.
For the last 20 days, nobody had been there before. They had not got help at all. Because, you know, the help was going only in one area, which was accessible.
Correct.
So we were trying to go to places which were not accessible and where nobody had gone. So a group of youth were sitting there, angry looking boys, and they were not very friendly with us initially. Later on we went up to them and we spoke to them and we said, look, we are like your brothers. Then we broke the ice with them and went to their houses. They served us tea. We asked them, would you like to join us? They said, yes, sure. So they took us to the houses which were damaged. And we distributed the blankets, you know, house to house. So they became a very big support base for us. I mean, in the future, they were with us for the next 7 to 8 days. And they came here also to put a pratilya.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Yeah, they came here and during Swami's birthday, about 7 of them.
They came for the first time, right?
They came for the first time. So they didn't even know where Puttaparthi is. They were pretty happy with us for those 7 or 8 days, and they got a little taste of seva. So when we got friendly with them, we only offered them, we said, why don't you come with us once? So their parents said no first, because one mother came to me and she said, I have only one son, and where are you going to take him? We don't know where you are going. They didn't know what is beyond Delhi.
Okay.
So we had to really convince them, show them the map of India, pinpointed, this is the place, and we gave a guarantee that you will be safe, and don't worry about your children. They'll have a very good experience. So anyway, they had a wonderful experience. They came here. And this was one very big thing that happened there, because these boys coming here, it exposed them. You know, one of them said that we have such a beautiful education institution here. There are no education institution in Kashmir. Colleges are not as well equipped as these are. So to a certain extent, they are deprived of a few things, you know, basics. So, but they are living in a beautiful paradise. But basic things like education, universities,
correct,
and basic facilities. So they are a little angry about all that. But anyway, we do feel that Bhagwan has started this process. And he himself, Swami, in his physical body, went to the Himalayas. He went to Kashmir in 1973 or 74. And he did go to all these places in Srinagar.
Okay.
And he was there at that time. Sheikh Abdullah was the chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir. So there's even a photograph of his with Sheikh Abdullah and his wife. So maybe Bhagwan had thought that someday the seeds of Satya Dharma, Shanti and Prem will be sown here, and some sort of peace might come back into the valley. Regarding the other camps, they went on very well. Or whatever doctors and pharmacists and Sevadal, they have, each one has a wonderful experience. We went off to far off villages, we went to Baramulla, and people are very, very friendly. They are a wonderful community. They are very good people. They are full of love and affection. Only thing is that you have to reach out.
Yes, yes.
You have to talk. You know, you have to take the initiative. Somebody has got to do it. If it's not the government, the government has become to a certain extent insensitive to the requirements and to the needs of the common man. The community needs love and affection. The only thing they need is love, unconditional love, without expecting anything in return. And I think that's what we did. Distributing blankets, giving medicines, giving mattresses was really not that important.
Correct.
Something we did, okay, it was the need of the hour. But what was more important was the love and affection, which, in fact, we didn't go there to give love, we got love from there.
Correct.
They came out. They came out of their, you know, their little inhibitions which they had initially. And when they used to see us going into the mosque, and when they used to see us, you know, praying with them, that
they felt you are one among them.
One among them, absolutely.
They felt that there is someone who is there to take care of us.
Absolutely. And you know, that is the biggest strength that Bhagwan has given us. Because he's made us secular to the core.
As you said, you all went to places where others generally don't go, right?
Yeah, because, you know, they were a little far off.
Yeah, correct.
More administration was required, more logistics were required, it was time
also
consuming.
Also, the risk factor is
there. The risk factor was there. The risk factor. We never thought about the risk factor. I mean, the AIP was a little apprehensive about our safety, which is very natural.
Paul India President,
sir, was, you know, he said that you have to be very, very careful about where you go. I don't blame him for that, sir, and he's so senior and respected.
Correct.
But the point is that if we are going for Bhagwan's work,
yes,
definitely Bhagwan has made the plan.
Yes, sir.
Definitely Bhagwan has selected the place. Definitely Bhagwan is already there. So if he is there, safety cannot be a concern. And secondly, we are all wearing our scarves, seva the scarves. So once we have the scarf on, that becomes a very big shield for us. Actually, one truck got stuck on the way. You know, there used to be, say, something like 300 trucks parked on the Jammu highway. So trucks used to get stuck in a traffic jam. Car you could take out. But there was a small landslide here or something like that. So we were a little worried about the truck. It reached very late. It had to reach in the morning, and the driver's mobile phone was switched off. So by the time he came, it was evening. It was about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. So there was agitation. Agitations happen very fast there. Over a very minor thing, there's agitation.
Okay.
He starts throwing stones and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So our truck was on the highway, and we were a little worried about it. So I told our local contact, I said that, what should we do? He said, leave the truck there and you people take a separate route and come to my place. So we took a safer route, but the truck could not come on that route because it was a narrow lane.
Mm-hmm.
So the truck had to be parked on the highway. The driver left the truck and sat in a nearby restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We told him to sit there, not to sit in the truck, because a mob could do anything.
Okay.
You know, with the mob mentality, you got to be very, very careful. So, and when we were so worried, by about 8 o'clock, I again called up my contact. I said, sir, please go and see whether our truck is safe. He said, it has to be safe. We said, so why? He said, there is a banner on the truck which says Satya Sai Seva Organization. There is a photograph.
Swami's photograph.
Swami's photograph.
Wonderful, sir.
And below it is written, love all, serve all. So who will go near your truck? And sure enough, at I think 9:30 or 10, everything was normal. The police gave us a signal that the road has been cleared. And when you went there, the truck was absolutely safe. Driver was very happy there. So, but we had to offload the truck at night, and then it was till midnight that we could get the blankets and whatever. So that again, there are so many experiences we had. And it was as if whatever planning, sometimes, you know, we used to think and plan, and then we felt that there is no need to think too much. There is no need to plan too much. Because the planning has already been done.
Correct.
You know, and it was such a wonderful experience. And many of our friends, all those with us who had been here before, they said, yes, we have also heard about omnipresence. We have also read about omnipresence, but to feel it, and feel it in a place like this, at a time like this, was a wonderful experience for all of us.
So, this happened in the month of October, right, sir, after the flood?
Yeah, whatever we did in the month of October, but then we had a break during Diwali.
Okay.
Because the Sevadal didn't want to come. You know, everybody wanted to go home for Diwali. So, but our stuff was there. Our blankets and medicines were there. So this break was, we gave a break of 4 days.
Mm.
Then we started again in the ending of October. And we were working there till the 9th of November. So, in the 9th of November, All India Vice President Nimish Pandya sir also came to Srinagar. We did a meeting there. We met a lot of people there. We visited a few schools there. We visited a school called the Spring Buds Charitable Trust, a school run by them. So there's a gentleman called Mr. Qureshi, who was very interested in our educational program. And we spoke to him about the Vidya Vahini.
Mm.
So he understood a little about it. And he was very keen that the Vidya Vahini program should come to Kashmir.
Mm.
And he's offered his own school for that. We got a very good response. And even when we used to be sitting in the evening trying to meet a cross-section of people, educationists, businessmen, people into politics, try to speak to them, you know, try to give in our inputs about, we can't sit here and say that we can solve the Kashmir problem. It's a problem which has been there since the 1940s, or during independence.
Decades, sir.
Decades, and there's been violence for the last three decades. So, but we do feel that any long-term educational plan, and specifically the Vidya Vahini, is the only solution to the problem.
Yes. Mm.
Nobody else can solve this problem.
Mm.
It is so complicated. But if young minds can be, you know, pulled into being good human beings, and if goodness can prevail, if spirituality can kind of be put into the minds of children in the right way,
correct,
whether it is Islam or Christianity or anything, if spirituality can be put into the minds.
Swami's teachings.
Swami's basic teachings at the nursery level, primary level, and through teachers and children, I think there will be a revolution.
Mm.
And that revolution is going to be a very peaceful revolution. The revolution of peace.
Yes.
The revolution of love. That is the only solution. There is no other solution. And somebody's got to do it.
Correct. So this is the first step. You have introduced Vidya Vahini to them.
See, we want to. We want to. We should. Now, it's somebody's got to take the effort for it. And, you know, it was a dream. It felt like a dream that will they accept this? Will they accept that? Will they accept the Prashanti flag? Will they accept the Satya Sai organization? But why are we thinking about that?
Yeah.
They've already accepted it.
Correct.
You know, there's no question of not acceptance.
Already they were aware of Swami and they have the respect and reverence for Swami, right?
Yeah, that was also very surprising because once on the roadside we used to meet people and they used to ask us, where are you from?
Mm.
Who are you? So when you say that we represent Satya Sai Baba, you know, we used to say Satya Sai Baba.
Yes.
Sai Baba.
Correct.
Because if you say organization and Satya Sai Seva organization, that was a little confusing for them. They used to fold their hands in reverence.
Mm. When they listen to Swami's name.
Yeah. They said, yes, we know about him.
Correct.
So there was acceptance. In fact, there's more of acceptance there. The only drawback of us not going there.
Hmm.
Because of various reasons.
Yeah.
So anyway, Vidya Vahini was one thing which came into Nimish Pandya's mind. We took him to the school. He felt this is an ideal school for Vidya Vahini. We started the process now. We've spoken to the trust members here. And Satyajit also has agreed to go. But somehow in April, he had to cancel his tickets because again the flood came and there was a scare of water coming.
Mm.
So at that particular time, nobody would be interested to listening to some long-term educational plan. But we hope to start it this year sometime.
Mm.
And if you can just find a feed there, start the program, in the least motivate 10 to 12 teachers, and then the process might start with Bhagwan's blessing and His grace.
Yes.
So once we were you know, interacting with the police quite a lot, what we felt was that the police lacks community policing. They were very good, they were very, very efficient, and they were good people, I mean, as far as human beings were concerned, and they were trained. They were trained as far as, you know, their own weapons and their drills and their traffic control and crowd control. You know, they were very good at that.
Yes.
But we felt that they lack community policing. So that idea came up for the disaster management camp.
Mm-hmm.
Then we spoke to the DGP there and we said, sir, your police should be a little more sensitive and they must be trained to help people.
Mm-hmm.
At a time like this.
Disasters.
Mm-hmm. They need to be trained also with ropes, with life jackets.
Rescue operations.
Plus, they should be a little more friendlier, you know, because when they used to go with us, they were a little rude.
Okay. Oh.
You know, then our purpose was not really that, because we had to be more soft and they were a little annoyed, like the boys were annoyed. They were generally anti-government, anti-establishment. So we had to, you know, take a step forward. We had to tell them, no, come and join us. Come and be with us. We are like you only. Mm. That was the thing which was, we felt was a little lacking. So we said, fine, you can do this workshop. So then we contacted Tyagarajan. Again, we had to get permission from All India.
Tyagarajan, sir, is
disaster management in charge for All India.
Such as I say, organization.
Yeah. And here I would like to put in a word that Srinivasan, sir, was very keen that we do this program.
All India President.
All India President. Mm. All India President was very keen. He said, you must take these people from Tamil Nadu. Now, again, another very interesting thing happened. We had to fix up the dates before. So we fixed up these dates around February when we came here for Shivratri. We came here for Shivratri. We had a meeting. We had this meeting in Bangalore, district presidents. And the dates were fixed for the 3rd and 4th of April. So everything was finalized. Tickets were booked. And Tyagarajan and his team had to come from Chennai.
So they were supposed to train the Jammu Kashmir police.
The J&K armed police.
Yeah, for disaster management. Rescue operations.
Yeah, rescue operations. And we had to put in community policing along with it. You know, to be a little more sensitive and more feelings.
Yes.
More feelings. So it was not easy getting the dates, you know, because we had requested them to bring, say, 5 to 10 members from each battalion. Instead of getting everybody from one place. So they had to bring 5 from here, 5 from there, 10 from there. So we got people from different battalions so that the whole police could be covered. And this camp was done basically to make a faculty for the J&K police.
Make
so that they could train.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
They could train. And they didn't have the equipment also, so we gave them the equipment. We said, we'll give you the ropes, we'll give the life jackets, we'll give you more equipment, and then you'll have to buy some on your own also. We told them the resources from where they could get the sources from where they could get the equipment. On the 1st of April, Tyagarajan was in Punjab. His team had to arrive and again there was a flood threat.
Okay. Mm.
The waters again came up. It was raining heavily. So the additional DGP said, cancel the program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said, look, we are again in trouble. There might be water again. So we cannot have a training camp at this time. Tyagarajan said, what should we do? I said, look, sir, you have come. Now there is no going back. Since you are trained in disaster management, if the waters come up, if there is a flood, we'll go and help the people.
Correct. Mm.
In case there is no flood, we'll do a camp. We'll do the training. Now, another thing, we have to go by road.
Mm.
Jammu-Srinagar highway was blocked. It came out in the papers, there is no traffic, traffic has all been blocked, there is a landslide, you can't go. So we had to cancel that, we booked our tickets from Jammu and we flew into Srinagar.
Mm.
Now, we flew into Srinagar on the 2nd of April. And it was so surprising that Jammu had very heavy rainfall that day. It was very, very difficult for the flight to take off. But anyway, it's a very short flight, 40 minutes. Srinagar, there was bright sunshine. And only that night the waters had receded.
Okay. Mm.
So it was safe. And then the DGP said, we'll have the camp.
Mm.
Go ahead. So it took us about 2 days to set up things and, you know, the auditorium. And they gave us very good treatment, a very good reception. It was covered by the press again, the whole event. And there were about approximately 200 people who were to be trained. A huge number.
Okay.
They got some ladies also. There were some young ladies there who had just joined the police force. But they didn't do the water and the other part, but they sat through the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
So, those 2 days were wonderful. we did the whole training camp. We again went to the Jhelum River, and that has about a depth of about 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The water depth is about 50 feet. So the water training was done inside the river.
Okay.
And this is what Thyagarajan told me, that normally this training is given in a swimming pool or a small canal.
Mm.
But this is the first time we are doing it in an actual river.
Oh.
And a river so deep. So you have to tie a rope across the river.
Mm.
When the policeman or whoever is being trained has to get into a life jacket, wade across the river and get somebody back. So he could actually experience that.
Correct.
It was like a demonstration. It was an actual operation. And so it was very interesting, and they did it very enthusiastically. They learned everything very fast. They learned the knots. And we had a fantastic team of Thyagarajan. In fact, one Mr. Amit Dubey had come from Madhya Pradesh. And four of them had gone very dedicated and fantastic people, and it was a great experience for us. It was my first camp also. So I was there for 2 days, and the police were very happy. They got very emotional, and the best part is that when we inaugurated the camp, there was a big event. So the top police force was there.
Okay.
DIGs, IGs, and it was a pretty big show. And we requested them that we want to hoist the Prashanti flag. They said yes. We hoisted the Prashanti flag, and the J&K police, top brass, and about 300 jawans saluted the Prashanti flag. You can imagine how we were feeling that day.
Yeah.
You know, in the backdrop there were these snow-clad mountains. It's very picturesque, and the Prashanti flag fluttering in the sky. My God, it was a scene that we'll never forget for the rest of our lives.
Nice.
And I think so that our experience is that everybody wants peace. Nobody wants agitations and violence, and obviously not. Everybody wants peace. And what greater peace can be apart from Prashanti? Prashanti signifies peace.
Yes.
And the Prashanti flag stands for that. It's the highest form of Shanti. It's very important that the Prashanti flag should fly in every disturbed state of India. Definitely, Swami's grace will follow. It has to follow.
Yes.
It has to come. The flag has to go there. Somebody's got to take it. Somebody's got to hoist it. And everybody will respect it. There's a power behind this. We have to understand that power. It's immense power. You have to feel it. My God, what a sight it was. We got it on somewhere. We got a picture somewhere.
In fact, yeah, RadioSai.org website has hosted a photo story on that.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you told
me. People can see that. In fact, there's a video also towards the end where one of the policemen expresses gratitude to the disaster management team, and it's very touching to see them.
The thing is that the police or people there have forgotten about good things.
Goodness is inherent in them.
Goodness is inherent.
To be brought out.
It has to be brought out. Yes. See, nobody is speaking to them about it.
Correct.
Everybody is talking of agitation, violence. Every day they are fighting, and it's been going on for 30 years. So when you talk to them about love, about joy, about happiness, about giving, and they were quite surprised that why is this group coming again and again?
Nice.
For nothing.
For nothing, correct. Selfless.
I mean, they couldn't understand that. It was very difficult for them to explain that we are getting more joy than you.
Oh.
You know, we are finding happiness here by sharing with you. Now, sharing is also something which they don't know about. They are only accepting. They are only receiving. Receiving cannot give joy. Giving is the only thing that gives joy. So to drive that point across, we went the second time, and I think we should go there again. And we should try and go there again, because, you know, it takes a lot of time. It's not something you can do overnight. Nobody has a magic wand. So, but they were saying, do you get some money for this? Who pays for your transportation?
Is there any monetary benefit?
What is the monetary benefit?
Are you any politician or something?
Are you a political party? Yeah. Are you a, you know, party which is getting a lot of funds from somewhere? Or then when we told them that no, this is the only organization in the world where our office bearers don't take any money travel expense or any staying expense.
They
spend from their own pocket because they're used to spending from their own pocket, and whatever we get from their trust goes to the beneficiaries.
And they would have been surprised to see that there was no media coverage or any press coverage.
We didn't want it. They called for it and they did their own media thing and they took the credit for it. We said, go ahead, take it. We are not interested. We are just coming here quietly, doing our job, and we'll go back only with prayers that Swami should bring peace to the valley. That is the only thing that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And peace will come. If Bhagwan has done this, this movement will start. It has to move. How much time it takes, what shape it takes, even we don't know. But we want to go again next month.
Okay.
Because we have to take some school bags for children and some stationery. So this gentleman, Mr. Qureshi, who is interested in doing the Vidya Vahini program, has invited us again. So we hope to be there next month again. The roads were bad, and again it was raining and monsoon was pretty strong there. But we hope to be there again, and let's see if we can do something about the Vidya Vahini. And I think I told you about one more thing that we had thought of, was a small school in North Kashmir.
Sai School.
Satya Sai School. Because we came across a gentleman there while doing this work, and a DSP from that area, who said that we don't have any schools in our area. And in fact, there's a lot of youth there who don't go in for higher education. And higher education is going beyond the 8th class.
Higher secondary school.
Yeah. Most of the schools there are till the 8th or 9th, and after that the children are just, you know, they're just told to do what they
need. Primary
education. And even that is not to the, you know, to that particular level. So I asked him, I said, why are you so keen about this school? He said, look, there are only 3 or 4 of us who could somehow get out of that place, come down to Srinagar, complete our schooling, get into a college, give an examination, and I have joined the J&K Armed Police.
Okay.
So he was a DSP. He said, I want to help people there. I want to help other children there, so that, you know, more and more children can get an opportunity to come out and do something with their lives. And we've given this proposal to our central trust, and let's hope they do something about it. They are sitting on it as yet, and whatever decision they take, I just hope and pray to Bhagwan that we see that school someday and more children can benefit from that.
Thank you very much for sharing with us this activity.
Thank
in fact,
so
we pray to Swami that he helps us in spreading his mission, his message, and makes us his worthy instrument. In fact, even in future, if you have got any updates about this Jammu and Kashmir Seva, about the school that you are talking, and also about the Vidya Vahini, about the disaster management camps, you can come to Radio Sai and update us.
Definitely we'll do that. Definitely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So today, as part of the segment Service Love in Action, I played for you a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with Mr. Maninder Singh, the Vice President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the North Indian State of Punjab. And in this conversation, as you all heard, Mr. Maninder Singh spoke to us about the disaster management camp that was conducted in Jammu and Kashmir for the Jammu and Kashmir Police. I hope, dear listeners, this conversation was encouraging and inspiring for all of you. You can, as always, write your comments, suggestions and feedback to listener@radiosai.org. With that, I sign off for today. I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and in a while from now, you will be joined by brothers Prem and Arvind for next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sairam.
एकोंकार सतनाम करता पूरक निरपार निर्वैर अकाल मूर्त अर्जुनि से भं गुरु प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच।